द एम्परर, भूमंडलम द होल अर्थ, इदम दिस, वेन्या द सन ऑफ वेना, प्राय ऑलमोस्ट, चक्रे मेड, समम लेवल, विभु द पावरफुल. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. After this, the king of all kings, Maharaj Prithu, leveled all rough places on the surface of the globe by breaking up the hills with the strength of his bow. By his grace, the surface of the globe almost became flat. Purport. Generally, the mountainous and hilly portions of the earth are made flat by the striking of thunderbolts. Generally, this is a business of King Indra of the heavenly planets. But King Prithu, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not wait for King Indra to break up the hills and mountains, but did so himself by using his strong bow. Om Gyan Timrandhasya Gyananjana Shalakya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा. So first of all, I would like to thank the temple authorities for allowing me to give a Bhagavatam class here, although I am not at all qualified, but Prabhuji's order was that you have to give the class, so I couldn't deny. So in this verse, how King Prithu is about to take care of his population, his praja, is mentioned. In previous chapters, in chapter 16, it was mentioned that when the pandits were glorifying King Prithu, that how he will take care of his population, his praja. Here King Prithu is said, he is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he did not wait for King Indra to break up the hills and mountains, but did so himself by using his weapon bow, by using his strong bow. So many things are there. First of all, Prabhupada said that generally the mountains and hills on this earth are made flat by the thunderbolt used by King Indra. Once in New Vrindavan, if you know, in USA, in West Virginia, devotees, they bought a large piece of land. It's about 3,000 acres of land that ISKCON has. And it's hilly area, it's all hills. So devotees went to Srila Prabhupada, asked him, Prabhupada, now we have to do some crops cultivation on those hills. So we have to make them flat for the cultivation. And Prabhupada said, no, Indra has already done that by his thunderbolt. They said, why would Indra do that? They hadn't read this canto yet. This, why would Indra do that? Prabhupada said, no, Srimad Bhagavatam says Indra uses his thunderbolt to flatten the hills. So he has already done that, you can go ahead and do the cultivation. And when devotees went on the hill, and it was already flat. So then they knew what's written in Bhagavatam, it's not wrong, it's not mythological. People say, no, it's mythology, this Bhagavatam or all the Puranas, all the Vedic scriptures that we have, it's all mythology. It's not mythological, it's a fact. That Indra uses his thunderbolt to flatten the hills. But here it is said, King Prithu, who's the Shaktyavesh avatar, he didn't wait for Indra to flatten the hills. He uses his bow. And in the previous chapter it is said that just by the touch of the tip of his bow, he made the earth flat. But just by the tip of his bow, he did that. So, in one of his lectures, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj mentioned, although I haven't read it in Srimad Bhagavatam yet, that there are seven Shaktyavesh avatars. There are seven Shaktyavesh. First one is Shesha in Vaikuntha planets, and he is Shakti of service. He is given power of service. So he is holding Lord Vishnu on his body and is serving Lord Vishnu. Then second one is Anand Shesha. He is in the Patal Loka and he has the Shakti of beholding all the universes on his head, on his hoods. Then third one is Lord Brahma, who is given the Shakti of creation. Fourth one is Chatukumar, four Kumaras, given the Shakti of Jnana, knowledge. Then is Narad Muni, Shakti of Bhakti, devotion. Then seven is King Maharaj Prithu, who was given the Shakti of Palan, because he showed by his example how the population should be maintained. And the seventh is Parashuram, who was given the Shakti of Dushtadaman killing the demons, killing the Kshatriyas who were not acting properly, who had become Dushtas. So these seven Shaktyavesh avatars are there. So King Prithu is an ideal king. When he was born from the bones of King Vena, King Vena was a very demoniac king and he wasn't doing anything for his population. So all the Brahmins came, Brahmin priests came, they chanted mantras and they killed King Vena just by chanting the mantras. So from the body, from the bones of King Vena, when they churned the bones, King Prithu was born. King Prithu was born, who was a Shaktyavesh avatar. It was mentioned that he will take care of his population very nicely. He will rule according to the Brahminical culture. He will respect the Brahmanas. And he will rule according to the Varnashram system. He will establish everything. So when he was born and he was coronated as king, the population, the general populace, they came to him. They said, we don't have any grains to eat. We have no grains. How are we going to survive? They were all skinny. Then King Prithu thought for a while and he consulted his Brahmana priest. Then he took up his bow. He got very angry and took up his bow to kill Mother Earth. And when he was about to kill, Mother Earth took the form of a cow and she started running away. And King Prithu said, it doesn't matter where you go, I'll kill you. I'll kill you and grind you to pieces and make you grains. Because, why? Because you have given all the grains that you are holding inside and you are not producing. Mother Earth is supposed to produce grains for the people who are living on the earth. And after a long chase, Mother Earth bowed down, begged for mercy of King Prithu. And then she gave lots of reasons that you should not kill a woman, you should not kill a cow. King Prithu said, doesn't matter. My population is hungry, people are hungry, they need to eat, and you're not giving what you are supposed to give. So I'll kill you. And I'll create another universe. Then Mother Earth said, so far what has happened was, King Vena, he was very demoniac. And because of that, I was withholding all the grains within myself. because of demoniac kings, I was withholding all the grain, so I wasn't giving all the production. Now you are since you are yourself a Shakti Veshavtar, you are yourself a Supreme Personality of Godhead, so you do this sacrifice and I'll give all the grains. Then as Gopeshwar Prabhu mentioned yesterday, different living entities, they choose their leaders and made them as calf, because Mother Earth was already a cow, so they made the leaders as calf and they got whatever they wanted from Mother Earth. So many things are notable from this incident. That first, when the king is demoniac, when the kings are demoniac, then Earth, which is supposed to produce all the grains and all the things for our subsistence, it won't produce. It was said that when Lord Ramchandra was ruling, people didn't have to even cultivate the crops. The crops were already growing, grains were already growing. Because why Lord Ramchandra was ruling? He was of course Lord himself. And he was ruling according to the scriptures, according to the Dharma Shastras. So if the king is pious, king is a devotee, then Mother Earth will produce everything that one needs for the subsistence. If the kings are not, if they are demoniac, she will withhold. Because what's going to happen, if the demoniac kings and accordingly demoniac population will eat the grains, they'll commit more sinful activities. What else are they going to do? So why should a mother give the grains to such sinful people? So that's why she withholds. So many kings are there in the history who ruled according to the Shastras. Lord Ram, and then recently Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they all ruled according to the Shastras. And there was no problem on the earth. It was so much so controlled that when Lord Ram was ruling, one Brahman, he went to Lord Ram. He said, "My son has died. How is it that my son has died when I am still living?" Even death was so regulated under the kingdom of such pious kings. Even death was regulated that a son was supposed to live or the father was supposed to die. But in this case, son had died. And the father went to Lord Ram saying, "What is it? Something is wrong with your rule. Because my son has died." Have we ever thought, can we ever even think of this thing in these days? Anybody going to Manmohan Singh and saying, "My son has died and I am living, something is wrong with your kingdom?" These things are happening every day. And that Brahmana, there is only incidents in the whole pastime of Lord Ram. Only one Brahmana went and he said, "My son has died and I am living. Something is wrong with your rule." And when Lord Ramchandra found out, he sent his people around to find out what's wrong. And they found one Shudra was doing tapasya in a jungle. He was hanging upside down and he was doing tapasya. Shudras in those times, they were not allowed to do any tapasya. Only Brahmanas were supposed to do tapasya. Shudra was doing tapasya and this was creating havoc in his kingdom. Then, of course, Lord Ram gave punishment to that Shudra. He gave him death penalty. And some people say, why did he give death penalty to Shudra? He was just doing tapasya. So it was for two reasons. First of all, Shudra was not supposed to do tapasya. And then secondly, Lord Ram was very pleased with him. So by giving him death penalty, he sent him back to Vaikuntha. So two purposes solved at the same time. But anyway, it was so regulated. Death was so regulated. Even seasonal changes were regulated. Why? Because the kings were pious. Why Yudhishthira Maharaj was coronated? Why such a big battle was fought in Mahabharata was fought in Kurukshetra and so many millions of people were killed? Yudhishthira Maharaj himself told Lord Krishna, Why you want to enthrone me? Duryodhana is doing just fine. He is a very good ruler. Why you want to enthrone me? And Krishna said, no, because you are going to rule by according to Dharma Shastras. Although Duryodhana is a good politician, is a good diplomat, everything is fine. But you are going to rule according to Dharma Shastras. That's why I have to enthrone you. And such a big battle was fought. And this was a fear of Arjun before the battle. That if I kill all the kings, all the men were killed, will be killed and one Shankar will be formed. This was a fear of Arjun. And what will happen in one Shankar? Then bad progeny will be formed and then there will be no Shraddha ceremony, no Pindodak Kriya, and Pitras will go to hell. Everything will be topsy-turvy. But Krishna said, no, a pious king has to be enthroned. And then when Parikshit Maharaj was born, Yudhishthira Maharaj called all the priests to look at his horoscope and he asked him, is he going to be a pious king? Is he going to be a right king for the population? That's the first question he asked. They were so much worried about the population. They used to treat them as their own sons. They were Rajarishis, that's what Bhagavatam says. They were Rajarishis and they were given all the knowledge, they were how to rule and how to rule according to the scriptures. They used to follow the scriptures, Yadevacharti Sheshtas Tattateve Jarojana, and they used to rule according to the scriptures. And that's why they were called Rajarishis. And King Prithu is one of the leading examples of those Rajarishis. And the life was so comfortable in those days. And why were those Rajarishis supposed to rule? So that people who are living under their kingdom, they can follow their Varnashram without any worry about whether they're going to get the food or not, whether they have a job or not, whether they have employment or not, what is going to happen to them, what is going to happen in their future. They used to, so they can follow their dharma properly. But nowadays, the rulers, forget about Rajarishi. Prabhupada said in one of his lectures that we should not, when somebody comes to us asking for votes, he said, first question you should ask, have you read Bhagavad Gita? If he says no, then you should not vote for him. Prabhupada said in one of his lectures. I mean, even in the congregation we can ask, how many have read Bhagavad Gita? Forget about the leaders, so-called leaders. How many have read Bhagavad Gita? That's why Prabhupada, he made like 10 points when he went to meet Indira Gandhi. And some of the points were like Indira Gandhi should be queen, Sanjay Gandhi should be the king. But other points related to Krishna consciousness were, first of all the MPs should be initiated Brahmanas. Can we even think of this? All the member of parliament, they should be initiated Brahmanas. They should be chanting. They should be attending Kirtan twice a day, at least twice a day. They should be attending Kirtan. There should not be any religion except Bhagavad Gita as it is. That was Prabhupada's dream. And there should not be any slaughterhouses. No public meat eating. If they have to eat meat, they should eat at home. No prostitution. Prostitution should be completely prohibited. That was Prabhupada's dream. Because Prabhupada wanted to show the world, if we rule by the scriptures, how the population can be happy, how the praja can be happy. Why we have so many problems these days? In Mumbai, it's been raining like anything. But if you go to Delhi or Punjab, there's a drought over there. There's no rain. It's so hot. It's like 45 degrees over there, something like that. It's so hot over there. It's so nice. But here people are complaining it's too much rain. The Prabhupada said in one of the letters, sometimes it's ativrishti, sometimes anavrishti, and people are always complaining. Here is too much rain, and there is no rain over there. It's not too far from here. Delhi, how far is it? It's not too far. But there is no rain over there. And people are dying of thirst. And there is no water in the dams, so no electricity, power cuts are there, so much of power cuts are there. So what's happening? And why is this happening? Of course, people will go and protest in front of the electric station or in front of the local MLAs, MPs, give us rain, give us grain. What the MPs are going to do? What the leaders are going to do? They cannot do anything. In fact, it wasn't raining for such a long time in Punjab that devotees in Chalandar, in ISKCON temple, they did this Sankirtan Yajna. For one day they did. And there was a report on the PAMHO that about 200 devotees continuously took part, and on and off there were like 2,000 people who came and took part in the Sankirtan. And very next day it started raining. Although it rained just for 1 or 2 days, but it did rain. And it was all over in the newspapers. That's why this Sankirtan Yajna, the rain happened. And many people in Jalandhar, they were protesting outside the electricity supply office that give us some power, give us some electricity. There was no electricity. Where are they going to give from? These leaders, they cannot produce rain. They cannot produce grains. Because they themselves are not pious. They don't know how to rule. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving an interview to a TV crew in London. It's in Prabhupada's memories, tapes. It's there. And I believe it was Gurudas Prabhu who was with him. And Prabhupada was hammering on this topic that what kind of rulers we have, what kind of leaders we have in these days. They don't know even how to follow four regulative principles. How can they rule? They are all malechas and yamans. They are not kshatriyas to rule. And then the person who was taking interview, he asked Prabhupada, "Now who do you think can rule the world?" And the problem was, right at that moment, his camera went down. It didn't record. But Gurudas Prabhu, who was standing next to Prabhupada, he told on Prabhupada's memory tapes, that Prabhupada said, and very confidently he said, "I can rule." But it didn't come on record, it didn't come on the tape. He said, "I can rule." And even the person who was taking interview, he was like dumbstruck. What is he saying? This sannyasi, he's a saintly person, he can rule the world? But the Gurudas Prabhu said that, Prabhupada said that, "I can rule." Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Vyari Lalita Vishakha Ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So that's what we know. We need Raja Rishis to rule. Then the world will be in proper order. Otherwise, what these politicians do, what these so-called leaders do, somehow they get the votes by hook or crook to come into power. They spend so much of money. In Delhi, somebody was telling me, just for a counselor, I hope there are no politicians around here, just for the seat of a counselor, the person has to pay 1 crore rupee bribe. It's just a counselor. He has no powers. And just forget about the seat of MLA or MP, ticket for MLA or MP, how much money they have to pay. And where in the world they're going to get the money after they're elected from? We all know that. So what kind of leaders are these? In Delhi, there is a very good slogan. There's a slogan going in behind some three-wheelers. Some sticker is there. A sticker says, "Jinko hum apne bachchon ka guardian banane ko tiyar nahi, unko desh ka guardian kyon bana dete?" we won't even allow them to babysit our kids, and we give them the whole country to run. Why? And we do that. We do vote for them. We say, oh, we don't have an option. Either this guy or that guy, both are bad, so we have to vote for somebody. Or even if we don't vote, what choice we have? Even if we don't vote, somebody is going to get the position. Somebody is going to rule. Either Congress or BJP or Shiv Sena or whatever, doesn't matter. Somebody is going to rule. So what option we have? But we do have option. It's not that we don't have option. We do have option. Option is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. This Sankirtan Yajna is the option. This preaching is the option. These scriptures are the option. If we ourselves follow, if we ourselves learn these scriptures, and if we ourselves go and preach, then where are the leaders going to come from? From our congregation only, not from outside. We don't do Sankirtan Yajna and we put the blames on everybody. It's our fault. The list of 7 Shaktavish avatars were given. There is another Shaktavish avatar who was given the Shakti of preaching, Srila Prabhupada. He is a Shaktavish avatar. And he has come up with this weapon of preaching, this knowledge, this scripture, these books, this Sankirtan Yajna. He has come and spread it all over the world. Every morning we sing this Prabhupada Pranam. This, what is it? Prabhupada? Prabhupada Stotram. He has been given this Shakti of preaching, and he has been preaching. And he has given us this knowledge. So we should assimilate this knowledge and then we should go out and preach. Why can't we preach? Why can't we make the leaders devotees? If devotees cannot be leaders, we can make the leaders as devotees. Who's stopping us? If we say we cannot preach, if we should be surrendered enough, then Prabhupada will preach through us. In fact, we don't preach. I can say for myself, I have any qualifications to preach. But Prabhupada will preach through me if I am surrendered to him. Prabhupada will convert everybody. Prabhupada's books are still preaching. For next 10,000 years they will keep on preaching. But that doesn't mean that we should just sit in our homes, in our rooms, on the internet and just, oh, Prabhupada will preach, his books are there, law books for 10,000 years. So why, what I have to do? No. This is what Krishna told Arjuna. You should take, I have already killed all these warriors, but you should take up the bow and start fighting and take the credit. You should take the credit. Although Krishna himself killed everybody. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithvi Deyache Yad Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Morana, so it's going to come true. Obviously it will come true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. But then, he sent Prabhupada to take it all over the world. Prabhupada didn't finish the job. He has left it to us to take it, really take it to every town and village. And if every, it goes to, if this Sankirtan Yajna, if this preaching, if this Krishna consciousness goes to every town and village, then where do you think the leaders are going to come from? From some hellish planets to rule on us? No. The leaders are going to come from the congregation, who will be devotees. So first of all, we have to set an example for others to follow. Our leaders should be perfect, and then others will follow. Our leaders should behave perfectly, then the others will follow. If our leaders were not following Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's instructions, how can others follow? Why would others follow? Why would they follow? They say this society is just like other societies. What's the difference? So we have to set an example. We have to become exemplary for people to follow. Otherwise, just like King Indra's thunderbolt, that flattens all the hills and mountains, then thunderbolt of Kal is coming after us. It's not going to leave us. It's not going to spare us. Just because we are wearing either saffron or white dhoti kurta and we have nice kanthi mala, tilak and everything, thunderbolt of Kal is going to take us. Either we bow down to that, or we let Prabhupada flatten us up and use us by his preaching, bow of preaching. Either we do that or thunderbolt of Kal is coming. Either way, we have to get flattened up. We have to surrender. Either way, it's up to us what we have to do. So best is let Prabhupada use us in his service, in his mission, in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mission to spread this holy name all over the world. And it's only possible if the leaders are devotees, if the leaders of the countries, they are devotees. So we have a very golden opportunity to serve Prabhupada's mission by surrendering ourselves to his needs and become his tool in spreading this movement all over the world. And then there'll be as good as kingdom as King Prithu's kingdom. So I'll stop here and ask if anybody has any question or comment. No question or comment. Thank again everybody for allowing me to speak a few little words here and there, my rumblings of my mind in the great Shri Shri Radharas Bihari temple. So, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Shri La Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Mumbai Yatra ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi.